We see the excitement from our fan base growing on a daily basis. We're driven harder to honor their passion and commitment to this team by providing the fan experience they expect and that they deserve. Over the next 15 months, we'll continue to ensure that when we kick off in 2016, we will have built a stadium that showcases Minnesota on a national and international level and that makes Minnesotans proud. We at the Vikings are super excited about this project. So again, thank you all for attending today. We think you'll like what you see across the street and will be amazed by the progress since you last visited the construction site.
So what you're looking at is the east facade, the A-frame. You can see we started glazing the A-frame as I spoke about upstairs. If you look all the way up to the top, you can see the snow gutter deflector is in place, and that's the color of the metal panel that will go over the brown mineral wool that you see on the facade right now. Over behind us here is the excavation for the infiltration system to collect the stormwater and put it into the city's stormwater system. In the snow gutter, there's a snow melt system, melts it, and then that puts it into the storm so that it collects it. So there's no concern about snow sliding off the roof and hitting the ground. It can't get to the ground. That's what that's for. What you're looking at right here, if you look out across the bowl, you can see up to the ridge truss. The truss that you see in the racks right here is for the south side. We'll be erecting that in about 3 weeks. The shoring towers, the green towers that you see out there, they're all temporary. If you look straight up, that'll be ETFE in that bay right there. So you'll actually be able to see through that and look up into the sky. The big operable doors that we talk about, they're in those five bays on that end of the building. So if you were standing right here after the doors were here, you'd literally still be able to see out to downtown through those big operable doors. So if y'all turn around and look, and you look right up there at that structural steel, that's the backup for the scoreboard on the east end. There'll be another one identical to that if you turn around and look over there. Right straight through there, where that stair tower's at, there'll be another scoreboard over there that you'll be able to see. We're standing on Main Concourse. If you look back behind us there, we're starting to frame walls on the Main Concourse for concessions, bathrooms. And the concourses are as much as three times, most of them two, all of them two times as wide and as much as three times as wide as what it was at the Metrodome. So you don't get all that balled up folks waiting for concessions. So if you look out across the bowl, you can see the center gap of the ridge truss. After we erect the north side, all the Queen's Post truss, and several have asked me, what's a Queen's Post truss? So I'll explain that. If you look out there and you see the cord going down like an inverted bowstring, that's the Queen's Post, and the ridge truss runs east and west, and it's the tall part, which is supported by the outer ring beam, and the outer ring beam is what you see going up at the slope. So we infill on the north side, we get done, we walk the big cranes out, and then we close in the middle, then we erect the south side, and then, as I said earlier, we decenter in the end of July, and then we finish up in September with the south side and put the ETFE on by November 1st. If you look down on the north side at the lower club area, which is down there, you can see it. It's encased in poly right now. That's retractable seating from there, and the seating will retract for the baseball configuration. Oh, the press area is right back behind us, right below us here. And that's where the press area is.
That's where you'll sit.
That's where you'll sit, right there, so to watch down to the field. You know, we got a lot of great men and women that are putting forth a tremendous effort. There's a tremendous amount of dedication from the local workforce and from everybody to finish this project on time. And we're very confident. But yet very humble about what we have yet to achieve. but we have every intention of finishing on time.
50% built, that's a big day. We're halfway there. I think the other thing that was great today is taking cameras inside on the field and letting all Minnesotans actually get a view of what the stadium looks like inside. Everyone drives by, everyone sees it from the road, and everyone's curious as to what it's going to look like. It's starting to take shape. You can actually stand down on the field and kind of feel what this stadium is going to be like when it opens in really a year.